on a damp but beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're in the garden with John J. Harper, here to answer your questions. All you need to do is get online. We have open lines right now, which is a little unusual. But if all you've ever gotten when you called our number was a busy signal, you may get in now at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, I had the occasion to go spend last weekend in Globe, Arizona. And I'm going to talk a little bit later in the show today about all the things going on in Gila County. And I think Gila County may be one of those little sleeper counties. It is incredible how many things they've got going on up there in the Globe, Miami, Superior. Let's just take on the topic of landscaping. Let's take a look at all the things you could have taken advantage of in just a half-day staycation driving up to Superior to the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. In January, they had Australia Day, Plants of the Bible Day, Behind the Scenes Camera Class Day. They had Edible and Medicinal Plants Day, Tipsy Pot Class, The Science of Soils, The Geology Walk, and coming up in February, they've got the Bird Walk, the History Walk, another geology tour, Amazing Aloes, Pine Needle, Coiling Gourd Art Class. Huh? Now, that's just at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum, which is a beautiful half-day drive, couple-hour drive up to Superior. Absolutely beautiful. Did you know Superior had a historic home tour?
Oh, really?
Yes. We'll talk about that in the home show portion. But I was really, really surprised. And it's hard to even pass Boyce Thompson. Usually when I'm going through Superior, it's either before they opened or after they closed. But, boy, one of these days I'm going to get in their operating hours and go walk it, because it's been a few hours since I've been in there.
It's a pretty place.
A few years.
You know, the medicinal plant thing, we had a young mother in the nursery earlier this week, and she was buying some different herbs and different things. She's making, you know, some like cold remedies and different things from and growing her own herbs, which I thought was pretty interesting. So that's getting more popular. People, you know, not wanting to take medications, being more holistic about their health. Of course, just getting out and gardening, we talked a couple weeks ago about the exercise and the amount of calories in an hour of gardening is just about as good as going to the gym. Plus, you're stretching and you're getting fresh air. And if you're growing your own food, you know, that's certainly more healthy. So, you know, that's all worthwhile, learning how to do all those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
I heard Plants of the Bible. Do they have a burning bush?
I don't know.
Well, that's where your flamethrower flamethrower comes in handy with that if you want to have your own burning. You know, funny story, one time in my courtyard, I had some asparagus fern, and I had one of those yellow jacket nests, and I was watching them and where these things would come from, and they had built a nest in this asparagus fern. So I remember way back in the day, my grandfather, those paper wasps, you know, that's a paper cellulose nest, he just took he took a rag with some oil on it, I'm sure, or diesel fuel, and lit it on fire and stuck it up in that tree and burnt that yellow jacket nest. So I thought, man, okay, I know how to get rid of these. I got this, yeah. Well, I just about, you know, I set that flame in that asparagus fern, and I had one of those 10-foot blowtorch things going on, too. So be careful with that burning bush, depending on where it's at.
I would guess that Rosie walking through the Boyce Thompson gates with a flamethrower would be like Rosie walking through TSA with a machine gun.
Yeah,
I'd get thrown down.
Alert, alert, alert.
Let's go to Arlene in Ahwatukee at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about cassia bushes. I think that's the way it's pronounced. Some years ago when my husband was alive, he cut the back and so that they came back as nice little round bushes. Now they're getting too large for me to trim anymore on the top, and I'm wondering, is it too late in the season to cut them back? They are starting to bloom.
Yeah, so what we want to do with those is wait till they're done blooming and then cut them back hard. That does a couple of things. It allows them to enjoy the flowers. But also, if you wait till they're done blooming and cut them back, then you won't get all the seed pods that come on those. So we have a little rule called the May rule, And it doesn't work perfectly, but if a plant blooms in the wintertime or before the new growth of spring comes on, then it's blooming on older wood or growth that it put on last year. And we should prune it after it flowers. If a plant blooms on new growth or late in the spring or into the summer, it's blooming on new growth, and we want to prune it early. So a rose bush, we prune in the wintertime. We prune now because all of the flowers occur on the ends or on the new growth. Pruning it stimulates or allows a lot of new growth and new buds to come out. Acacia blooms in the wintertime, so it's blooming on old growth. We wait till it's done blooming, and then we prune it.
And sometimes you have to be careful. The desert can do strange things with the mild weather, and you can get two blooms that are uncharacteristic. I had pecan trees blooming as late as November with flushing out new growth.
Yeah, it's you know, not perfect with our – certainly we don't have those really defined seasons, but that's just a good rule of thumb as to sometimes when to prune certain things, kind of pay attention to when they bloom.
We have Mike in Phoenix, Bernie in Sun City, and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll get to the calls right after bottom of the hour news. It is Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning.